So let's. Okay. Let's read from the Times of Israel, of I think it was a Friday edition. More than 1,000 demonstrators gathered at a Thursday night solidarity rally in support of a New York City synagogue that was targeted in a vitriolic protest late last month. The protest late last month at the entrance to the Park East Synagogue School targeted an event that was providing information to Jews about immigrating to Israel. The demonstration has alarmed Jewish New Yorkers due to the location and the protesters' violent chants and threats. The rally took place, skipping a little to the end of the article, the rally took place amid trepidation in the mainstream Jewish community. Only the mainstream, I guess. Over Mayor-elect Zoran Mamdani, a far-left anti-Israel activist who will take office on January 1st, although none of the event's speakers mentioned Mamdani by name. After the protest last month, Mamdani spoke out against the demonstration, but also against the synagogue, saying these sacred spaces should not be used to promote activities in violation of international law. What does this have to do with Motzei Shabbos Havdalah? You get 10 points if you could figure this out. Now, I'll give you a hint. It's more has to do with Motzei Shabbos than the Havdalah, but since this is a Motzei Shabbos Havdalah topic series on this year, we have to talk about something called Baruch Hashem Le'olam, a tefillah that we say before we say Shemona Esrei on Matzei Shabbos, or we don't say it Matzei Shabbos. Says the Torah. And what does this have to do with Mamdani? Yeah. Says the Torah, the Afal Gav, even though the Kaimelon Rabbi Yochanan, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, that says you need to have smichas geula l'tfila, which means that the Goal Yisrael really should precede immediately Shmoneh Esrei, right? Should immediately precede Shmoneh Esrei. Right? We still say Ashkivenu, that's not a problem to throw in our Mariv. Why? Since the rabbi said it, it's like a long, it's like an extension of the bracha of Goal Yisrael. Fine. Just like we added on Hashem Sefasai Tiftok, not a problem. But what's this other edition of Baruch Hashem Olam, which he calls Yireinenu, all these extra psukim that you throw in a bracha at the end of Mariv, I mean, at the end of Birchas Kriyashma before Shmon Esrei? He says, what's up with that? He's not talking about Shabbos, just a regular Mariv.
Wasn't that done for people who came late?
So what's up with this? But if you should be Yomim HaRishonim, in the early days, their shuls were besados, were in the fields. They were afraid. Oh, you get sorry, you don't get 10 points anymore, yeah? They were afraid, if you can find the connection. They didn't want to delay in the fields ad achar zman arvus till it got dark late at night. So they instituted Baruch Hashem Olam, these psukim, Sheish Bem Shmona Esrei Askaros, mentions Hashem's name 18 times, Keneged Shmona Esrei Brachos, Sheish Betvios Arbis, Vinivtarim B'Kaddish, and they said Kaddish, and that would be it. So in other words, they did an abbreviated version of Mariv, of Shmona Esrei, in order to get out of the fields that they shouldn't be in
light.
A dangerous situation. It was still light, or it was getting darker, exactly. Yeah. And so they were able to get home. V'ata, but now, Amir Tashem, it should stay like this. Shechazru l'spal arvis b'batei k'nesios. Where we daven Mariv publicly, but in a base k'nes, and we're not nervous about being out late at night. V'onispato minagarishon. We keep the minug of saying Baruch Hashem Le'olam. Omiklal makom, ein lahavsik b'dvar machinim. Don't say something else in between, you know, Goal Yisrael and Shmoneh Esrei. Just Baruch Hashem Le'olam. V'yesh min ha-gedolim, but there are some great rabbis, shenoagu shelo amram, that don't say Baruch Hashem Le'olam.
Would they say v'shomru on Friday night?
That's a good question also. They say v'shomru. It's part of the same problem. So this question...
That you shouldn't
say anything. Good. So that's a good question. The same opinions that don't say Baruch Hashem Olam might not say Vishamru either. In fact, they don't. So now you got this problem. You have this minhag which developed because of safety reasons, in which we say Baruch Hashem. Baruch. Huh?
They don't say it at all.
We say Baruch Hashem on a Tuesday night, yes or no?
No. In Israel, no.
I'm in Israel, right now. In the young Israel of Kew Garden Hills. Do we say Baruch Hashem on Tuesday night, yes or no? What?
Except for the Sephardi.
Are you Sephardi?
No.
Okay, so do you say it?
I say it.
Is the minhag of the shul to say it?
Yes.
Yeah, yes or no? Come on. It's a yes. It's a yes. Do we say it Matzei Shabbos? Do we say it Matzei Shabbos? Yes. Yes. Okay. So we say Baruch Hashem. Says the Torah, some have the minhag, some gedolim have the minhag, never to say it Tuesday night, Wednesday night, any night. Okay. Tosus points out that there's really an alternative reason why it was instituted. Why else did they institute Baruch Hashem? I'm a little bit of a different reason.
Israel,
is that people would come late. People
don't say it.
Okay, so we're going to get to this one in a second. People come late to shul, and since they come late to shul, everyone's running up to Shmoneh Esrei. They're going to be left behind. And so what would they do? Everyone would be done, and they'd be left in the fields by themselves. So in order to give this additional tefillah for everyone else to daven so the latecomers could catch up, we threw in Baruch Hashem Olam. So you're, while you're suffering through all the psukim, they don't say it, exactly.
Say it.
You're suffering through Baruch Hashem Olam. It takes you a minute to do it. They're catching up, and all of a sudden they could skip Baruch Hashem, and they'll start Shemoneh Esrei with you. You all leave the fields together, and it'll be completely safe. Now, does this halacha apply nowadays? Did you say Baruch Hashem Olam? There is an extremely cryptic Shulchan Aruch that doesn't really give an answer. Shulchan Aruch says, don't talk between Geula and Tefillah, fine. Fa'afa nohag in Lomar. Even those people who say, the Yud Ches Psukim, Yireinenu, in other words, Baruch Hashem Olam, ain lahafsik ben Yireinenu with Tefillah. They shouldn't talk as well. So in other words, he has this concept like, oh, there are some people who say it, but he doesn't say like it's a minhag to say it or not. He just says, those that say it, don't talk about something else. So again, should you say Baruch Hashem Olam or not? Doesn't give any clue. Mishnah Berurah quotes the Torah and he says, "Ubezen novin divrei mechaber." Now I explain to you the Shulchan Aruch. Some people say it. Okay, but should I say it? Not a clue. Not a clue. So, first question you have to deal with is, well, if you're running late to shul, in other words, should never happen to you, but you walk in 3 minutes after Maariv, then it's clear if you have to skip something, you skip Baruch Hashem Olam. And also many say, if you're davening by yourself, says the Imre Noam of the Vilna Gaon, he says, for sure, if you're davening by yourself, there's no need to say it. He says, Rabbeinu, the Vilna Gaon, Ochiach, he proved, Sheyachid ain't Omer. Yachid doesn't say it. He says, because they only were misakin it, k'dei lahamtin l'chevrayim bebeis knesses. According to that second reason that we gave, you did it so that you could wait for your friend who came late. But if you're davening by yourself in your house, or in the wherever you're davening, in shul by yourself, then for sure don't say Baruch Hashem Olam, because who are you waiting for? You're saying it to wait for your friend. Your friend's not here. You're by yourself. So says the Vilna Gaon, as a matter of clear policy, for sure if you're davening by yourself, b'yichidus, Baruch Hashem Olam is never said. Nothing to do with Shabbos, nothing to do with Tuesday night. It's never said at all. That's what he paskins. You don't say Baruch Hashem Olam.
Ever?
He would, Vilna Gaon would say never. Tuesday night. We haven't talked about Shabbos yet at all. Okay, so this is the backdrop. Backdrop is Baruch Hashem Yolam is recited on a Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, every night. The only exception would be some people seem to have the minhag not to say it at all. Perhaps because it's a hefsik. Since right now it's safe in our towns, we hope and hope that it continues that way. Despite the Park East, you know, debacle, then we hope that it stays safe. If that's the case, if it's safe in our towns, so what would be the point of saying Baruch Hashem Olam? Okay, so the minhag was to say it, so we keep saying it. Others say, no, since there's no purpose, why say it at all? So how do we paskin on a Tuesday night? Tuesday, Wednesday night? So, like you said, minhag Eretz Yisrael, brought down in Rav Tokachinsky's Sefer Eretz Yisrael, is minhag Eretz Yisrael is not to say it. What about in Chutz Laaretz, where we all are sitting here right now? Do we say it or not? No, what's the minhag of the shul?
We say it.
Yes, there are many shuls. that don't say it. So since Shulchan Aruch doesn't give us any guidance, Mishnah Berurah doesn't really give us any guidance, it basically goes what the minhag of the shul is. Many shuls have the minhag to say it. Some shuls do not have the minhag to say it. I think the majority opinion, just based on an informal survey of my own experiences in different shuls, on Tuesday nights, most shuls in America say Baruch Hashem Yolam. Yes, you're with me?
But you're saying
in chutzpah.
No, the Baruch Hashem is for those late comers.
Correct.
Right? So and they wanted to get out of the fields before it got dark.
Yeah.
But how could they say Kriya Shema before it got dark?
That's a good question. It was past Shkia, but it wasn't fully dark yet. It wasn't fully dark. It wasn't dangerous. It's much more dangerous to walk outside at 10 o'clock than to walk outside at, you know, Shkia's at 8 o'clock. Let's say to walk out at 8:07. So it was a safety. It was pure safety issue. They didn't have streetlights. It was certainly got, the darker it got, the more dangerous it was. Comes along the Vilna Gaon, and the Vilna Gaon says, you absolutely do not say Baruch Hashem Yolam in Chutzarts because it's a hafsik. It's a separation which shouldn't be there. Yes, I understand there used to be a reason for it. Once the reason falls away, it becomes a hefsek. And according to that, you wouldn't say v'shamru as well, according to the Vilna Gaon at that point, because it's a hefsek.
Why would you say Kaddish?
Huh?
According to that sheet,
that's a good question. Why do you say Kaddish? I don't have a great answer to that. I don't have a great answer. I don't know. Maybe
Kaddish is part of the regular davening.
It didn't sound that way from the tour, but it's a good point. I don't have a good answer offhand. I just need to look that up. Yeah.
I don't understand the logic of the Vilna Gaon, because we have hundreds of examples of things that Chachamim implemented.
So the Vilna Gaon gets rid of many of them.
Of specific things that are not longer.
So the Vilna Gaon gets rid of many of them, you should know. Many of those are gotten rid of by the Vilna Gaon, Shita the Vilna Gaon, but this in particular was really only set up for a pure safety issue. Once the safety issue goes away, says the Vilna Gaon, you're dealing with another problem. There's a competing interest. You want Goal Yisrael to be connected to Gula Tefillah. That's a whole issue by itself. You should say Goal Yisrael and go right into Shemoneh Esrei. Here you have this whole mess up of a problem. So we instituted for the dangerous situation. Now there's no danger. How could you say it? So now we get to our favorite topic. Well, what about Matzei Shabbos? There are some shuls, I know some in the neighborhood, that say Baruch Hashem Yolam every single night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, and then when it comes to Matzei Shabbos, they don't say it. Is there any basis for this point? So the Ishei Yisrael, the contemporary Sefer on Tefillah, cites the Torah Chaim Sofer, who says that it is not said on Matzei Shabbos. Why? Because what's it missing? I got to tie it into the word Havdalah. It's missing Atachon Antanu. All these 18 psukim, remember, are supposed to correlate to the 18 psukim of 18 brachos of Shemoneh Esrei. If there's no reference for Atachon Antanu, which you need to say Havdalah, so how could you say Baruch Hashem Olam? Even those in the field wouldn't have said it because it didn't serve the purpose of a shortened Shemoneh Esrei because it's missing the key bracha or a key bracha of Havdalah. So says the Ishei Yisrael, that is why some have the minhag not to say Matzei Shabbos. Reason number one. Reason number two not to say Matzei Shabbos is that people weren't late Matzei Shabbos. You know, as I always say, if you want to know the only minyan that ever starts on time in any shul across America is the Matzei Shabbos Ma'ariv. As if people have to, like, the 30 seconds that they would wait on a Tuesday night, Chas v'Shalom, you should wait Matzei Shabbos to delay people's Matzei Shabbos pizza or whatever it is. And so everyone starts on time. And everyone would be there on time because also practically you're not going to work. You're not running, you're not trying to catch a train. You're walking your 3 blocks to shul. You can get there on time. In general, people are, hopefully you like to think, are more on time on Shabbos than they are during the week. That's not always the case. But says the Piskei Tshuva, citing the Kloisenberger Rebbe, that's the reason why it's not said Matzei Shabbos in those places, because the whole reason certainly doesn't apply on Matzei Shabbos. Comes along the Piskei Tshuvas and cites others who disagree, and they say, no, it should be said Matzei Shabbos as well. We'll close with the Igros Moshe. Let me tell you what Rav Moshe Feinstein says about this topic. He knows those people who go shul hopping. When do you shul hop? you shul have to find the most limited version of davening. So if you know a shul has a fast Yom Kippur, you daven there in Yom Kippur. What do you do if you have a shul as, you know, they skip a, you know, I know there's certain shuls in the neighborhood, say the Kroivitzes by Purim, you know, and you don't ever daven those shuls, right? You have to know which places have a certain long davening, certain bar mitzvahs, you'd avoid the bar mitzvahs, you know. You got to know the shul hopping. So you're a very big chacham. You always shul hop. Your minig is you don't say Baruch Hashem Yolam Matzei Shabbos. Okay? You say it Tuesday night, Wednesday night, fine. It's minig Ashkenaz, Litva, you're in America. Fine, the minig, general minig is you say Baruch Hashem Yolam. But now you get to Matzei Shabbos. So says Moshe Feinstein, Umashe Echa Noeg Lomar Birchas Yoreinenu B'chol Ma'ariv Shochol. He says it every night. But Matzei Shabbos, he doesn't say it. And now he goes away. And he gets stuck. He's at that horrible shul that says Baruch Hashem le'olam even Matzei Shabbos. Okay? Should he say Baruch Hashem le'olam? It's very makbid. He never says Baruch Hashem le'olam Matzei Shabbos. Now he's stuck. He's there for an extra 2 minutes. Should you say it or not? Listen to Rav Moshe writes. He says, Imu b'makom sheno agin womer, im tzarech gam gen womer kamal kahal. Does he need to say it? He says, well, look. If you're one of the Grah fans, and you never say Baruch Hashem on Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, because you hold it's a hefsik. It's a separation, an improper separation. Then Matzei Shabbos as well. You don't have to say it either, because you never say it even Tuesday night. That I understand, he says. And what should you do? You should go like this. You know, make believe you're saying something. Just mutter, like, oh, blah, blah, blah. Make believe you're chewing gum or something. You know, you may mutter, don't say a word because you don't want to be afsik, but just move your lips so that no one, he says, in a way, yesh lasos ba'ofen shvoy argishu, or go to the back and like turn around and make believe you're looking at the yard sack plaque on the wall.
The real issue.
Okay, yeah.
Okay,
so we're going to get to Amid in a second. 1 second. V'emu ba'ofen she'efsher k'gon shu over of ne'ateva. What about if you're the chazin in such a place? Then, tzarech lomar. Then even if you're a gronik, and even if you're a person that follows the grot to a T, and you never say Tuesday and Wednesday, if you're davening for the Amid, it's a chutzpah to the shul, not to do it. It's the minig of the shul, you follow the minig of Mamakam. If you don't like it, don't daven for the Amid. Yeah. I think you should come in with a stick. I think,
okay, they do not say
that. I have a job for you. You should come with a stick, and anyone may do that, just smack them, smack them. Okay, so says Rav Moshe, it's an easy one. That if you never say it any night, don't say it. If you're dying for the Almud, even if you say it every night, and even if you don't say it every night, and now you have to, and now you say it. That's easy. But what about, he says, here we go. He says, Avolzeh. What about this dude? Shebuchol Amariv, Omar Rak, Omar, he says it. Rak b'matzei Shabbos, ain't Omar, he doesn't say it. He says, Ein minog ze klum. This is a ridiculous minog to delete it, Matzei Shabbos.
So he says,
I'm just reading to what he says. Lahak shev minog. It's not a minog. Mishum she'ein lezeh shum mekar merabosenu. There is zero source for just omitting it on Matzei Shabbos. V'urak minogam. This is minogam shenog in ezay noshmi atzman. Some guy had a great idea. Matzei Shabbos wants to go to the movies quicker. So what does he say? We'll shut out. Baruch Hashem we all want. Like, this doesn't make any sense. I've been to Milyonim and Minyonim like this as well. I'm just reading to you what Moshe says. He says, Shulchein v'adeimu b'makom she'omrim. If he's in a place that they say it, Yeshua lomer kal, af b'afen shvoy agishu. He says, even if you could avoid anyone noticing that you're not saying it, you must say it. Because it's your minhag to say it on Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night. Matzei Shabbos, where's minhag come from? Says Ramosha, he completely doesn't understand this minhag. He says, Ezan Noshim started it, then they want it. So it comes out, upshot is, look, if you want to say Baruch Hashem Olam every night, including Matzei Shabbos, there's a minhag to do so. You want to say there's a minhag not to say Baruch Hashem Olam every night, there's a minhag to do so. You want to say it every night and don't say it Matzei Shabbos. So Piskei Tshuva cites some Shulchan HaTorah says it's fine. He quotes others, but Rav Moshe Feinstein is quite clear that is not a minhag. You should say it Matzei Shabbos. Now my only question is here's the question. Let's say you're in a shul the opposite way. I don't know the answer to this, right? I don't know. Let's say you're in a shul. Let's say you always say it, Matzei Shabbos. because you know, and you're at a shul that doesn't say it, then what do you do? I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. No, but let's say a shul that says it every night, but doesn't say it Motzei Shabbos. If you're at a shul that never says it at all, then fine. So you're in the shul, don't say it. But let's say you're in a shul which says it every night, but doesn't say it Motzei Shabbos. Now what should you do? I think it's very hard to say you have to say it. First of all, we just have time constraints. It's very hard to throw it. It's a long tefillah. Right? You have to really go ahead. I don't think, probably it's best to skip it. Maybe you should avoid dominating those places, but I don't want to say that. I don't fully believe that. I know that. It's a tough one. I don't know. Point is, Shav Kavana for whatever we say. Shkoyach.